Motherfuckers be like, oh man, North Korea is so dystopian. Just look at them. This is so weird.
I know that America stands with Israel. I know that you stand with Israel.
North Korea is extremely misunderstood. They have sacrificed their citizens' freedoms and a lot of money, all for aura. Over 80% of North Korea was destroyed in the Korean War, and over 1 million civilians were killed after the US started bombing them. Timur Lane did the same thing to Georgia 600 years ago. And when I was in Uzbekistan, I nearly pissed on his grave. I just didn't want to be thrown in an Uzbek jail for crimes committed 600 years ago. And Georgians are still mad, including me, about shit that happened 600 years ago. Now, you can only imagine how North Koreans feel about the US doing the same thing to them, which is how you get their leadership with their attitudes.
We can't really talk about North Korea without conflict of nations, which is exactly why they're sponsoring this video. Conflict of Nations is a free online PvP military strategy game that is based on a World War III scenario. So around 2 years from now, you can lead a real country like I led Greece, and upon Albania invading me, I unleashed my Greek death rage and took their province. You can build your army up with tanks, jets, and submarines, where you can choose your alliances and your enemies by declaring war on them. And if you want to be more lore accurate, you can even get your friends to play this with you and see which one succeeds more. It's available on all platforms, PC, mobile, literally anything. You can probably play this on that North Korean phone. And I suggest you click the link in the description to try it out, because you'll get a starter pack containing 13,000 gold and 1 month of a premium account with a value of $15. And the offer is valid for the next 30 days.
However, it is still genuinely impressive that they managed to build their country back up after that massive destruction. Even though they were being given money from the USSR and China, they still managed to bounce back from 80% of their country being turned into dust in a couple years. To the point where up until the 70s, North Korea was richer than South Korea. So for like 20 years after the war, they were flexing over the border. This context helps you understand why they became isolated and so anti-capitalist. Now that they're isolated, they've had to find more and more ways to make money somehow, since everyone refuses to trade with them. So let's play a fucked up game of Saw. Your land is shit, you basically can't grow anything, and nobody wants to trade with you. Despite this, North Korea still managed to survive, which is honestly very impressive. Around half of their country's exports is fake hair, so maybe men should stop using minoxidil and finasteride and support North Korea. Also, they make so much money by hacking. For example, literally 3 months ago, they stole $1.5 billion from a crypto exchange, Bybit. They also stole $620 million from Axie Infinity, and they just make a lot of money because their hackers are really good. But if there is no internet in North Korea, how do they have good hackers? They select kids who show good skills in math and then send them to China for further training. After they turn into a bunch of Mr. Robots, they hack people and make money for the country. While this seems like a hood way to make money, when no other country trades with you and your land is ass so you can barely grow food on it, your options get very limited. Like when they tricked an Egyptian construction company to building a mobile network and then stealing it. And when you have a North Korean phone, it comes with a lot of genuinely cool stuff. Like, what do you mean you can play Super Mario Galaxy on your North Korean phone, bro? It comes pre-installed, and that's genuinely so cool. A lot of Angry Birds too, and an anti-mosquito app that emits a low-pitched noise to keep the mosquitoes away.
When you buy an Android, it comes with a bunch of bullshit apps. Like, no bro, I don't want an AR Zone app on my phone, Samsung South Korea.
North Koreans get Super Mario Galaxy. They also have access to North Korean internet, which is around 5,000 websites which are strictly controlled. And to get any new apps on your North Korean phone, you have to go to a physical app store where they install stuff for you. Hey yo, why the fuck does a metro in Pyongyang look better than the metro in the hood I grew up in? This shit looks like a fucking coal mine, and they haven't fixed it for the past 7 years. Hell nah, bro. My government is so bad, fucking North Korea cares more about their people than the Georgian government. Genuinely, look at this shit. Their metro looks objectively very good, and in Tbilisi, my old station has had no fucking roof for the last 7 years. The thing is, the North Korean leadership is objectively evil. For for people that are supposed to be anti-imperialist, they sure do love sending their soldiers to Russia to fight against Ukrainians, which just doesn't make any sense because the only reason North Korea is like this is because the US bombing the shit out of them. And now they decide to send their soldiers to fight against Ukraine, who are in the same position North Korea was, by being bombed, except they didn't even start the war first. The main reason they're doing this is, of course, because of money and also that they need allies, so politically it makes sense, but it also just goes to show you that their morals are whatever keeps their regime and the rule of the Kim dynasty together. And for a country who teaches their kids that North Korea is the most morally pure and superior country to others and all others are evil, it's pretty hypocritical, which is why they have stupid laws such as when you visit the Kim statues, you have to take flowers to them and you have to bow down to them. And of course, if they actually wanted good for their population, they would not just load them with propaganda with the intent to strengthen the Kim dynasty and the people get nothing in return. And in their propaganda, South Korea is depicted as a puppet of the US. And I mean, heartbreaking. The worst person you know just made a good point. All the newspapers are related to the Kim dynasty, but generally North Korea's propaganda department always works overtime. Like when they produce this Hollywood type scene with Kim in all leather and sunglasses firing a missile. And also, not many people know this, but North Korea makes so much movies and they are all available on YouTube. Next time your significant other wants to watch a movie and you don't know what to watch, be like, I got you, babe, and put on Our Lifeline DPRK 2002 English Sub Part 1 of 2. Most North Korean movies are about anti-American and anti-Japanese sentiment, along with glorifying the Kim dynasty of war and patriotism, or this one movie where a woman had to quit her factory job to become a housewife and she wanted to go back to the factory to serve the country. And her husband got mad at her because he wanted her to be a housewife and take care of the family. But then she still returned to work, and one time the husband's train broke down, and what does he see? His wife helping fix the train. And then he realized, damn, women are important to the workforce. But the funniest part of this movie was that the conclusion was that women are still supposed to clean the house and raise the kids and work a factory job at the same time. So it wasn't progressive in any way you would think. It's just adding more responsibility. And in their movies, they use prosthetics to make Americans, and in one of them, they just dressed up a dude with a blonde wig and he was supposed to be a white woman. I apologize, North Korea. I was not familiar with your game regarding femboys.
Hey, you're not one of those silly men that's dressed like a woman, are you? No, baby, I'm the real thing.
And the worst thing ever is that they have nukes. Now, honestly, I trust North Korea with nukes way more than I trust Israel, Russia, India and Pakistan, or Iran. The fact that those countries have nukes is the reason why I sleep badly at night. Those countries having nukes is like giving the Joker nuclear access. Like, why? Who did this? And nukes are very, very expensive. You not only have to research and make them, but you have to maintain them. And that shit is not cheap. So to see the North Korean leadership sacrificing the good of their people for nukes is kind of sad. But also, they're mad that the US destroyed their entire country and they're sort of overcompensating right now. As you probably realize, they care very much about their looks and their aura. All dictators are obsessed with big things. Such as when Hitler wanted to build a Volkshalle, the biggest enclosed building in the world, or when another prominent dictator, Rishi Sunak, wanted to build the world's biggest library in Birmingham. And North Korea has built the biggest stadium in the world. And the second is in Czechia, where there was a rave hosted and me and Leo actually went in. It was pretty cool. They also have this big building in their capital called Bugyong Hotel. And it was supposed to be the tallest building in the world. I genuinely don't know who they thought could use this hotel, since North Korea's border policy isn't exactly the same as any other country. So the tallest hotel in the world, but you don't allow tourists in. Who the fuck was supposed to stay in there, man? It was supposed to house 3,000 guests over 105 floors, 5 restaurants at the top, nightclub, everything. It was supposed to be baller, but it never ended up opening. Instead, they added some LEDs to it and now use it for
vibing. And the latest update we have on that hotel is that last year they were looking for a casino operator to complete the building in exchange for the profits made by the casino. Despite this, there is no other place I would rather go than a North Korean souvenir shop. Bro, their shit goes so hard. Imagine being posted up in North Korea. And of course, I've seen some idiots on the internet defending North Korea as just a victim of American imperialism, and that's why they're like this. But there is no excuse for a country's leadership to treat their citizens this way, being by far the most restrictive country in the world, to the point where they kill their own citizens if they attempt to leave. And because of this, a lot of North Koreans that try to escape get caught up in some sort of human trafficking or just get shot. Such as when this 24-year-old North Korean soldier said, "You know what? Fuck this shit, man. I want to watch anime and goon." And then drove a car straight through the fucking border, crashed, got shot 5 times by North Korean soldiers, then passed out after crossing the border where he was rescued by South Korean soldiers and survived. And it was all on video. I would not want to be this man's kid because he'll say, "Oh, you don't know what real struggle was like. I had to get shot 5 times and pass out with an 11-inch parasite in my body." And then show you the video on his phone. "See, this is me. And your broke-ass, dumb-ass, shrimp dick-ass doesn't even want to do math." But despite all this beef, North and South Korea have one thing in common. They both have shit birth rates. To the point where a video surfaced of Kim Jong-un crying because he leads a country of incels. Knowing you lead an incel country is a tough pill to swallow, but this makes the entire Korean Peninsula situation even more intense. Because now, besides both of them having very good militaries, now they are also in a battle of whose people will die out from low birth rates first. And North Korea is gonna win this one. Their birth rate is not at replacement level, which is 2.1, but South Korea is literally the lowest in the world at 0.75 children per woman. But North Korea executes their citizens over literally anything. It's like that one clip.
"You shot like that, they put you in jail. Right away. No trial, no nothing. Journalists, we have a special jail for journalists. You're stealing, right to jail. You're playing music too loud, right to jail, right away. You're driving too fast, jail. Slow, jail. You're charging too high prices for sweaters, glasses. You right to jail. You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away. We have the best patients in the world. Because of jail."
Like imprisoning people for watching foreign movies. "Why do you want to watch American movie? Can't you see we have a thriving film industry of our own? I'm sending you to the DPRK CBT camp." This means Democratic People's Republic of Korea camp, torture camp. You're going to be sent there, and well, you don't even want to know what happens next. Also recently, we had our first Georgian that went to North Korea. This YouTuber Soso Around the World was recently able to travel to North Korea after no tourist has visited it for the past 5 years, along with other tourists, because they were hosting a marathon in Pyongyang and they were going to represent people from 200 different countries. Nobody knows what they told the people, like who they thought were participating in these shows. Maybe they told them these are the best runners in the world and look, our athletes are gonna smoke their asses, while they were just tourists looking for a way to see North Korea. And he described North Koreans as the cutest people ever, that were so nice and waving at him because he's a foreigner. He was just sad that he couldn't actually get to talk with them because they were not allowed during the tour. And even when they were showing the tourists around the metro, they gave them a separate wagon so they couldn't interact with the locals. Also, during their trip, they were not allowed to use local currency and could only pay with Chinese yuan or American dollars to the hotel and tour people. And this guy asked the tour guide to help him buy ice cream, and she wouldn't accept his money back.
"How much? You went, no. No, please. How much? Please. Come on. Thank you very much.
And during this trip, they were feeding all the tourists a lot. Literally like full meals 5 times a day. I think to dispel the rumors that North Korea doesn't have food and North Koreans are starving and shit. And they just did it to flex. Also, the city itself looks pretty fucking good. They hate to say it, man, but the monuments look cool and they even color their commie blocks, which adds to the aesthetic and just makes it look nice. Generally, North Korea is a very interesting country and I wish nothing but the best for the people that have to live in North Korea. It feels horrible to know that there are people living that don't have free access to the internet and free speech and any of the laws we take for granted. You know, these regimes such as North Korea or the United States will arrest you for protesting and saying the wrong thing.
They all blindly worship one leader. No wonder these two are such big fans of each other. You know, I learned something today. No matter where you are in the world, having free speech and free media is an absolute blessing. And by free speech, I don't mean, oh, I can't say X race is bad, there is no free speech, but speech as in criticizing the government, which is genuinely one of my favorite hobbies. There are people who claim to be apolitical, but frankly, when they arrest someone close to you for speaking his or her mind, you can't really be apolitical after that, can you? The best Georgian scientists calculated that this is approximately what the average YouTube user now has to go through to find a good video to eat food to. So, if you don't want to struggle to find good videos to eat your food to or use me as an ASMR dildo for your background noise, subscribe to my channel since I have my own project 2025 to do. Thank you so much for watching. I really like how the channel has grown and have been given these new opportunities, and I am eternally grateful to all of you. Thank you so much for the support from the bottom of my heart. Like and subscribe, and goodbye.
Don't forget to check out Conflict of Nations and unleash your TikTok nationalism with your desired country of choice. Now, I'm going to help my Orthodox friends come out of their crushing debt. And click the link in the description where you can get an exclusive starter pack containing 13,000 gold and 1 month of a premium account that's valued at $15. This offer is valid for the next 30 days, so click the link in the description. Shenisachem.